7 in the morning, CBS FM.
Direct from the StubHub studio, checking in on the Star Phone is our friend, Miss Beth Stern. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning. I hear I have a congratulations to send to you both. Congratulations, number one.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah,
I'm very proud of that. And by the way, thank your husband for the kind note. Very sweet of him.
Well, my husband thinks the world of you, Scott.
Wow.
Hey, are you Patty back there?
It's Patty here.
Hey, Howard.
Congratulations, Howard. You guys on number one. And let's face it, my wife got you to number one.
There's no doubt about it.
Oh, that's true. Multiple appearances.
Multiple appearances. I said, what is the difference? How did you go to number one?
Right.
Are you crowing on the air like, oh, my God, I'm number one? Or are you playing it low
key? Yes, he is. Nonstop.
He played it pretty low key.
Yeah.
But I like the whole story of it. I'm very impressed because... your old radio station said, you know, we don't appreciate you guys anymore. And then you went, you go to CBS, and look what you did to them.
Oh, he held it back till he got here.
I love that you're rubbing it in their face.
As much as possible.
We're not exactly rubbing it in their face because
we're
21st. But
see, you're classy. I'd be rubbing it in their face. That's,
no,
you know,
I'm very...
my style.
We can't reach down to their faces.
Could you see a movie on Netflix about this?
There might be. Who knows? I doubt it.
Well, congratulations, you two.
Thank you.
Put your wife on.
I'm going to put Beth back on, and she's going to talk about animal rescue, something important.
See ya.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Patty. We're rescuing everyone right now. That's what I'm doing. And, of course, I make sure my husband's dinner will be on the table tonight.
Oh.
Hold on.
I need a word with her.
All right. I'm here.
That sounds like you.
He does a good Beth.
I pushed him aside.
He does a good Beth. Well, I know you have many cats in your place.
Yes.
But I know
she's had 400 over the years.
I know one that was very special to you. We just lost Charlie Chunk. And
yeah, it was a bad week, a week ago. He just wasn't feeling well. And I just want to reiterate to people, when they see something off on their kitty, I mean, there was just he just didn't look right to me, and he started exhibiting behaviors that weren't normal. I mean, he was going to the bathroom right outside of the litter box. I mean, he walked to the litter box, but just went right outside of it. And these were just little things that I knew weren't normal. So I took him to the vet, and lo and behold, he had tumors all through his body and went downhill rapidly. And sadly, we lost him last week. So it's been a rough week.
That was you've had Charlie for a while, hadn't you?
Yeah, we adopted him when our dog Bianca passed away. I went to North Shore and I said, I want to adopt somebody that's been here a long time. So we brought Charlie home, and he had a good, I think, 5.5 years with us. Not long enough, but he was older when we adopted him. But I like to think that he, you know, he had a wonderful life with us. But it's still, it's never easy to lose a pet.
Yeah, no kidding.
So how is Yoda doing?
Yoda's doing okay. The sad part of this whole thing is we adopted one of my fosters 2 years ago, a blind kitten named Sophia.
Right.
And we adopted her because Charlie Chunk fell in love with her. And what happened was he became her eyes. I mean, they did everything together. There was never one without the other. So the challenging thing is watching her. She's really mourning his loss, where she's just sitting and where he sits all the time, sniffing all the time. She's kind of lost, and we're trying our best, and the other cats are stepping up a little bit, but nobody is like the way that Charlie was with her, and it's really heartbreaking to see.
I saw pictures on your Instagram with him cleaning her, and he had his arms around her.
It really was a love story, and it's heartbreaking.
You gotta have like a little tryout there to see who can take Charlie's place.
For Sophia.
I know, Howard and I were talking this morning. I said, I think I need to take Sophia to North Shore Animal League and have her go to every cage and
see if there's a love connection.
I know.
We're doing this big event tomorrow. Clear the shelters. Tell us what that's about.
It's really really great. NBC has been doing this for the last few years, and it's really getting all of the shelters nationwide to participate and do some specials, maybe some waiving of adoption fees or holding special events at the shelters. North Shore Animal League, for example, tomorrow, all animals over the age of one are going to, all the adoption fees are waived. It's just a way to really bring, get people out. If this is, if they're ever considering adopting, tomorrow would be a great time to do it. Celebration of adoptions. I think since NBC and Telemundo started this, I think 80,000 animals have been adopted over the years. So let's just, we're just hoping that the number increases. My friend Katie Lee and I hosted the special that's airing tomorrow evening, and it's a celebration of all previous adoptions, and some celebrities contributed about the adoptions of their pets. It's just really a great day tomorrow to just bring it all, to celebrate what adoption is all about.
All right, clear the shelters, the big pet adoption event tomorrow. And shelters all over the country are doing this, not just North Shore Animal League, but you work with North Shore Animal League in Port Washington, and they are waiving the fees. You can go to clearthesheltersdot.com. They got a map and all that, and you can watch Beth whenever that happens to be on TV.
Thank you, guys.
Which
so
is
much.
August 25th on NBC. Thank you.
Okay.
Great.
Thank
Don't
thanks,
worry
guys.
About it. I'll see you later.
Thank you.
Bye, Beth. Bye, Howard.